Haha. Whoa, whoa. Elmo. People always talk about the world's oldest profession, but they never talk about the profession that was invented next. Elmo. Pimpin' ain't easy, but it sure is fun. Whoever said that sure was dumb. Think it's a game, then you're a jerk. Can't play a motherfucker, I'm putting in work. Yes, you know about Elmo from Sesame, but there were many others before ever he could tie his own shoes or was wearing drawers. Way before he got shot out his pappy's balls, a long bloodline of ancestral pimps before the Cadillacs and cocktail shrimps. Before Snuffy got hooked on crack, before Oscar got his sexy back, before Big Bird got hit in the beak, before Cookie Monster got a sweet treat. A grand pimp story too epic to capture. This song right here is merely a chapter. So grab some old crow and the nearest toe. Our story starts a long, long time ago.
My great-great-granddad was a slave. He was a pimp, he used to have hoes, pick his cotton in the field. He didn't have to do shit.
Once upon a time in a kingdom far away, lived a king that pimped hoes every day. Elmo the Great, Cole Maxon on the throne, fucked dragons and pulled a sword from stone. Challenged Merlin to a wizard's duel, made that beardy motherfucker look like a fool. And when he met the Lady of the Lake, he came in her face like ice in a cake, the force of which broke both her legs. Then they all died from bubonic plague, but the bloodline did not end there. He had sons in Greece and in Algiers. In Rome it lived on in Elmo Augusta. He said, fuck Pompeia, I don't trust her. But in those days the best hoes resided in the land of pharaohs. The biggest pimp was a prophet too. He had all the game and Cleopatra too. Bade her go out and fuck Mark Antony, then bitch you bring that money to me. He was Elmo Zeus, he parted the Red Sea, told Pharaoh, let my hoes go free. Took them bitches to the promised land, with his dick on swollen, commandments in his hand. Told the hoes, thou shalt not talk shit, thou shalt cook breakfast and suck my dick, thou shalt always practice your art. Now go make money till your pussy falls apart. Yes, it started long, long ago. It's the story of Elmo. Elmo the Red, a Viking warrior, kept his bitches barefoot like Tom Sawyer. Kept them pregnant and up in the village, so they stayed home when he went to pillage. Had a sword to swing and axe to grind, a whole stable of hoes to keep in line. His girls never got out of their hoeing, kept an eye on him like the homie Odin. Whether you're Egyptian or you're Norse, tell Mo you're just whores, of course. Red Beard was a scourge of the seas, gave 100 winches her bees. Didn't take any lip from no skank, she can tell her story walking the plank. And even if he dressed a little fruity, he was T.O.B. Treasure over booty, sailed the seven seas, getting blown like breeze, until his dick fell off from disease.
Motherfucker, I was born by the pussy, I die by the pussy, don't worry about what the fuck I do.
But first he left babies at every port, with a legacy as parental support. He's Elmo, you may be his kid, can't keep track of all the hoes he did. In the new world was Elmo the Kid, fastest gunning pimp that ever lived. Looking like Trestle in a fresh press vest, pimping on the prairies way out west. Had seven brothels out in Albuquerque, exploring new places like Captain Kirk Key. Donkey punched a hoe in Reno, just to watch her cry. And on the stories go, Elmo after Elmo, pimpin' hoes. Couldn't learn them all if you tried, sucker. But to summarize, he's one bad motherfucker.